The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Summer is probably the perfect time to look at upgrading your home ahead of the colder months. So where do you start? Well, Brian McIntyre is here, Programme Manager at the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland, the SEAI. Brian, you're very welcome.
Thanks, Claire.
We've lots of questions to get to, so we'll get to those in a moment. Do you agree with me that now is the time to look at doing this?
Very much so. I think there's not as much focus on the cost of heating at the moment, and with everything going on over in the Middle East, and the price of oil in particular is still 40 or 50% higher than it was in the middle of February. So people aren't feeling that pinch now, but when it gets colder, you'll feel it, you'll notice it in your pocket. So now is the time to look at insulating and reducing the amount you need to spend on your heating.
And it's always easier to do a bit of work in the house when the weather's good, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so if people were starting from scratch, what is the first thing you have to do?
I'd always suggest that getting a building energy rating assessment. So that's when someone comes out and assesses your house and gives you a cert on the performance of it between A and G. But what comes with that then is an advisory report that gives you much more detailed, easier, user-friendly sheet that tells you like your roof, your walls, your windows, your heating system, if the insulation level is anywhere from very poor up to poor, fair, good or very good. So it's very visual, going from green to or red to green to tell you what you need to do. And always chat to the assessor as well and say like, where should I start? But I'd say the vast majority of people could do it insulating their attics. So a lot of, the vast majority of people have just insulation across the floor of their attic. And in most cases, or a lot of cases anyway, it's only about 4 inches up to the height of the joist, the wooden joist across the floor. The current standard would be about 12 inches. So you're losing, if you don't insulate now, you're losing three times more heat through your roof than you would do if you insulate.
So that makes sense. And that's a nice, simple way to start.
Exactly. It's cheap. We've increased the grant back in February up to 2,000 euros for doing it. The typical cost we would see would be about 2,500 euros for doing a roof.
Okay, so you get most of that back if you pay 500 it's, yourself.
It's been pitched at about 80% of the median cost that we see in the market.
Now, solar power has just gone stratospheric. And we saw those figures today, I'm sure, an increase of 300% in solar energy since 2023. I mean, that's, I mean, even anecdotally, when you're driving around the country, you can see almost every roof has solar panels.
Especially the last few years, the price of electricity and that every unit of electricity you're using from your panels is saving about 35 to 40 cents electricity. And that's a big saving. It's financially, it makes a lot more sense to do it. The clean export guarantee, which is where you get paid for what you don't use in your house, so you can send it back to the grid. So if you're only using, if you're working in an office and you're not using what you're generating, you still get paid from it by sending it back to the
grid. Now, you don't get much back, but you get something back.
About 18 to 20 cents a unit.
Right.
It's still something.
Okay. Now, we have a question in on that as well, which I want to come to. From Paul, who's in Kinsale. How can you establish that you're actually getting a decent solar grant when the price for solar varies so drastically? Why does the price vary for the same panels and the same installation from different companies? And there are an awful lot of companies now offering to supply and install solar panels.
Yeah, we would always say to shop around and get different, at least three or four different quotes. And sometimes it's just a company offers a premium offering. It's the same. You can buy items in different supermarkets that vary in price for essentially the same thing. Sometimes they might be offering more kind of add-ons or to the solar panels themselves. But yeah, I'd definitely say shop around because the panels, the standard of panels has to be, that panels have to meet a certain standard under our guidance and our requirements.
So you have to, the SEAI has to check those panels in order for the grant to be paid over.
Well, we set requirements that the panels have to meet, so standards and requirements that they have to meet. We do inspections of solar panels as well. About 25% of our energy upgrades are inspected as well.
So how do I know if I'm getting solar panels that they're up to scratch?
Anything that is listed on any of the installers that are working there are supplying products that meet the required standard the SEI requires.
So they will they be listed on your website?
Yeah, we have a list of solar energy installers.
Okay, so that's a good way to protect yourself.
Yeah,
to check
exactly.
That they're
so
listed
they have to meet
there.
All the standards as companies and the material and the equipment that they use has to meet a certain standard.
Okay, here's a quick one. Can I get a grant for insulating the underside of a flat roof?
Yep, you can. But we don't differentiate between what kind of insulation you do in a roof. It would probably, a flat roof is more tricky and complicated to do. So on the underside, you might be just putting like insulated plasterboard on the underside of your ceiling. The grant is just for roof insulation, so we don't differentiate between
which type. And somebody here who's waiting until February 2028 to do the retrofit because at that stage they will retire. And they are obviously of the belief that they're going to be means tested to get the grant.
We get this a lot. The grants aren't means tested. We have one for people at highest risk of fuel poverty called their warmer home scheme. And that's where if you're in receipt of fuel allowance, There's domiciliary care allowance. So there's seven different payments you're in receipt of. The vast majority of people are on fuel allowance. That's the only one where you have to be in receipt of those certain payments. Everything else is no means testing.
Okay, there is
no,
so don't be waiting until
you don't have to wait until then, yeah.
Go ahead with it. And this is another one. This is just a testimony about solar panels. So there's a family of five in a four-bed semi and they've 12 solar panels on the roof and the bill for April and May was €52. So they are saving. They're saving a lot.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Now, this listener is getting a BER assessment to see if I qualify for the grant for new windows and doors. Does the BER need to be excellent in the rest of the house in order to get the grant? So what's the relationship between the BER and the grant?
Okay, so there's two routes for your window. To qualify for the windows, if your wall insulation is good or very good, or your roof insulation is good or very good, or the heat loss from the house is good or very good. So there's two different options. So the heat loss could be good or very good, or separately the walls and roof have to be good or very good. So like I said, that advisory report will tell you in green it's very good or good. If that's the case, you can get your grants, you can get your window grant straight away. There's also the option if you want to do, say if your roof insulation wasn't good or very good, then you can get grants for the roof insulation as well and the windows at the same time.
What is the deal with the windows grant? What is available to people?
It's up to €4,000 to get new windows. It's the same as the one-stop shop scheme. We kind of left it for a long time because you lose about two-thirds of your heat is lost out through your walls and windows. Maybe 10% is lost out through, walls and roof, and about 10% through your windows. So the priority would be addressing your walls and roof. But in the last few years, a lot more people have got insulation for their walls, insulation for the roof. So they're in a position now that the next step, the last step, would be to do the windows. So that's why it's kind of tied in with the walls and the roof.
Okay, but the maximum grant available for that is
€4,000.
€4,000. And do you have to replace a certain number of windows in order to access
them? The idea is that it should be all of the windows. But there are cases where people may have replaced windows in part of the house, or they may not want to replace certain windows. So it's a one-time offer. You can replace 3/4 of them now, if some are there, but you can't come back for a grant for the rest of them if you want in time.
Okay, I get you. Now, this listener lives in an end terrace house with a narrow side entrance, so we're imagining that. It just about allows the passage of a bicycle or a wheelbarrow. They wouldn't want to lose 6 inches of its width. This is about insulation, obviously. They wouldn't even be able to put up a ladder at a safe angle to access the gutter or the fascia board. We've been told that we wouldn't qualify for a grant for outside insulation if we don't include that wall, which could be insulated on the inside. So what do they do then? So they won't get a grant unless they do the outside insulation?
It's an end of terrace, so there's three external walls, the front and back and the side. So we've seen cases where they can't do the front of the house, might be a red brick front. So what happens there is they might wrap the other sides and do internal insulation on that wall. So obviously there's a risk there that if you won't let anything pass by if you add 4 to 5 inches of insulation on that side wall where there's the passage. So you could insulate that internally.
Okay, so you could do that internally. You could maybe do the back wall
and the other walls externally and just do that one internally. So then you're not losing the space from the side passage.
Okay, and is that what that's the wrap, isn't it?
Yeah.
The insulation on the outside. Is that what it adds on to the wall, about 4 to 6 inches, is it?
Typically, you would get about 4 inches of insulation. So the build-up then with the base coat and the render on the outside then would build up to maybe about 5 to 5.5 inches.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about all the people who do have solar panels. There are some people who can't get them because, as this listener says, I don't have a south-facing roof.
Lots of people don't have that. There are other places. You won't get as much, but it's still worth your while on looking at east-west configurations as well. Like they'll look at, if a solar installer comes out and models where your house is, and they'll find the best orientation for them. Like a lot of people don't necessarily have access to a south-facing roof that they get the most of it from, but you can still get a good return from installing the
There have been some who've called for everyone just to be given free solar panels. I mean, is there any indication from government that the grant scheme is going to expand again?
It's not that I'm aware of, but in the last couple of years, like the uptake has taken off hugely. So it's not necessarily that it's the grant amount hasn't been an issue, as what we've seen so far anyway, because not just the number of people applying for the grants, but the size of the panels that they're putting on the roof have just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger.
From speaking to you before, it was about finding people to do the work. Has that been fixed now? Are there enough companies installing all of this stuff and doing the improvements?
Well, there's the list of registered contractors, but they'll also subcontract and they're building underneath that. So even if there's a list of 20. I'm not sure exactly what the number is, but it's about how much of a supply chain or how much they have, many workers that they have underneath them. And with this kind of level of demand for it, like, they can build and increase the number of people that have to do that work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A listener installed Windows in 2022 and they want to know, can they claim the grant back now?
No. You can't claim the grant retrospectively.
You can't do it retrospectively.
No.
Okay. That's a quick answer to that question. I was told that I don't qualify for a window grant because I have no insulation. So do you have to get the insulation, the walls and the roof sorted first before you do the windows?
You can do them together. It just, like I said, like the main drivers of heat loss are your walls and your roof. So addressing those up front or with the windows is part of the process. So it's to have what you want, your end point when you get the windows done is that you have good or very good wall, good or very good roof, and the windows will be upgraded as well.
So if I decide, well, I'm going to get the windows done, but not the walls and not the roof, will I not get the grant?
If the walls and the roof are poor.
All right. I've applied for a grant for the front and back door. Do I need to have the BER done before and after I have those doors installed?
Not necessarily before, no. Definitely after. All the grants, you have to get the BER after, but sometimes it's just useful to get your starting point to make sure. If you've got a grant before for your walls or your roof, you'll know exactly that the starting point is good or very good, so there shouldn't be an issue there, but you will always have to get one after.
Okay, and another quick one. So I've applied for the solar grant. I was wondering why I have to get a BER cert. My roof wasn't suitable, so I'm using a ground-mounted system. You still have to have that BER certified, do you?
To get a BER cert after, I suppose it's demonstrating the impact it's made on the house as well, which is important for us.
Brian, lots of the questions coming in. We'll have to have you back and do that again. As
More
always,
happy.
We get so many questions on this when we start. That's Brian McIntyre from the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland. Thank you for all of your messages. We will do that again. We'll take a break.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.